Okay, as we just heard, deposed President Nicolas Maduro is in U.S. custody, sitting in a New York jail, but the rest of his repressive government remains in power back at home. Maduro's former vice president has been sworn in as the country's interim leader. Two powerful ministers who run the intelligence services and the military are firmly in command. It's unclear how much will change under this new, very much same as the old, leadership. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Bogota, Colombia.
Under a steady rain, Kelidiana Matasadeño rushes out of the Venezuelan embassy in Bogota. Like the nearly 3 million migrants now living in Colombia, she's eager to go home and had a quick message for President Trump.
Gracias, y que bueno que haga lo que tenga que hacer.
Thank you, and go ahead and do whatever you have to do, she said. But she added,
tienen que sacar el régimen para poder regresarnos todos.
They have to get rid of the regime, she says, if we are all going to be able to go back home. That doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. On the ground this week, armed paramilitary gangs, or colectivos, as well as uniformed officers, were out in full force on Caracas streets.
¡Leale siempre! ¡Leale nunca!
Longtime Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello, who heads the police and feared security forces, has been joining the patrols and posting multiple videos like this one since the U.S. attack. Flanked in heavily armed forces in fatigues, the group alternates shouting loyalty forever and Cabello's trademark slogan, to doubt is treason. He's a staunch defender of the regime and a frequent participant in pro-government rallies like this one yesterday. They kidnapped Nicolás and thought the revolution would fall, but they don't know us, he told the crowd. Nicolás, we will get you back, he said to great applause. And we raise our voices against American imperialism, he added. Cabello has been a key enforcer of the regime and is named in the indictment charging Maduro and his wife with drug trafficking. He denies the charges. His key ally and powerful defense minister, Vladimir Padrino, remains in his post too. Padrino has also been under U.S. sanctions. He refutes any wrongdoing too. And both men remain staunchly by interim president Delcy Rodriguez's side.
Aquí está el alto mando.
Like at this televised cabinet meeting after she was sworn in, pointing to both men, Venezuela's high command, in a demonstration of continuity. Her rise through the ranks of Venezuela's hardline leftist core has been steady and pragmatic, says Francisco Rodriguez, an economist at the University of Denver. She took over running much of the oil industry and the economy, he says, after corruption scandals and mismanagement nearly tanked the country a decade ago.
Things have improved under her watch, definitely.
She is known as a pragmatist who gets things done, he says. She understood the government had to foster better relations with the business community, oil executives, and Wall Street, despite their vast ideological differences.
And in that sense, she was very different from other economics ministers who had had a different view in which the private sector didn't matter.
But now having to manage the hardliners still in power while also appeasing Trump will be her biggest challenge, says Juan Gonzalez, President Biden's former National Security Council advisor.
What is the least that she can give to Trump while making him happy so that she is not in this position where she's viewed as giving away all of Venezuela's resources to the United States?
She's already confronted that challenge after Trump threatened her with a fate worse than Maduro's if she didn't fall in line. To that, she responded,
"Quienes me amenacen, lo digo.
To those who threaten me, my destiny is not determined by them, but by God." Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.